The bye week comes and goes. Head coach Lovie Smith live with us now. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Josh.
And the players with 4 days off now return to practice tomorrow. What about you and your staff? Was it a working weekend, or do you give the guys a break?
No, we all took a little bit of time off this weekend. Had a lot of time. I mean, before we play Philly, ready to go.
What do we think of Philadelphia after the Eagles score on their first three possessions, wipe out the Cowboys last night, 34-7? You've got Philly on the road a week from tonight. What are your impressions?
Impressive win. They have a lot of talent. Seem like they've, you know, they're playing them. Not seem like they're playing their best ball right now. You know, we played them five times in the last 8 years since I've been here. We know them. They know us. Should be a heck of a game.
And the stats say you know Michael Vick. He's a one-of-a-kind weapon at quarterback. I'm sure you'd admit that. But his rating against the Bears is just over 76. Not that great. He was sacked just about every 9 dropbacks against you. How have you managed to bottle up Vick all these years?
Oh, you know, we have scholarship players, too. We're athletic, and we can match up with some of the more athletic mobile quarterbacks. Mike Vick's always a challenge, though, when you play him. And just not only him, he has a lot of other weapons to go around with him. And last night they were clicking, really got their running game going last night.
Yeah, they ran for a bundle. Looking at the stats there, LeSean McCoy, 185 on the ground and 2 touchdowns. You get the game planning going with the guys soon. How about with your troops, first rounder Gabe Kareemi? Folks are anxious to see him back from a knee injury soon. How is Gabe going to get worked back in at line?
Well, we're anxious, first off, just get the guys back. They'll be back in tomorrow. Gabe made a lot of progress. He looked good last week. We'll just get him back into the mix and see where we go from there.
Earl Bennett sounds pretty confident he'll play next Monday, getting over an injury of his own. What's Earl going to add to the offense?
Earl's a good player. You know, another guy that can make plays. He's made a lot of catches, made a lot of, you know, difference maker plays since he's been around here. Play special teams. He can do a lot for our team. It's just good. When we come back, we should have our entire roster to choose from, and that's always good.
I bet you get some fun memories of your kids dressing up for Halloween. Is Halloween your kind of holiday?
Love Halloween. We have our Halloween party. We had our Halloween party last week here for some of our players' kids, and that's just a special time for everyone. So I'm sure everybody's looking forward to it tonight.
All right, and if you're going to unwrap some candy, do you have a favorite?
No favorite. Not a big candy guy, but I like seeing expressions on kids' face who really love candy.
There you go.
I'm not a big candy guy.
That's okay. We won't hold it against you. But have fun, all right, and good luck getting ready for Philly.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Head coach of the Bears, Lovie Smith. He's back tonight at 7 o'clock for a special edition of WBBM's Bears Insider. He'll be flanked on the Halas Hall stage by coordinators Mike Martz, Rod Marinelli, and Dave Tobe. That's Bears Insider tonight at 7.